J-Mon G, we're on the fly, and we are down at Home Builds, right underneath the Waypoint Tower that obviously says Home Builds on it. And we've got some cool businesses down here. As always, I knew they rearranged all this a couple years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago.
And Greg Hughes is here from Vans Aircraft, of course, one of the leading and probably the highest producing kit aircraft in the world.
We are the largest producer of kit airplanes in the world. So,
and Greg, what's your title at the company?
I'm the chief operating officer and a VP at the company.
Okay. So you are a perfect person to talk to about what's happening at Vans, where Vans is going. I noticed that your signage now says Vans Aircraft Total Performance.
Right.
And that comes from something. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, Total Performance is an adage and a sort of a mantra that's been at Vans for a long, long time. It really has to do with designing aircraft and delivering really high-quality aircraft kits that meet the total performance envelope. So they go really, really fast. They land nice and slow. The control handling and the feel, the aesthetics of it, the tactile portions of it are very, very important. Being able to cover a wide mission range, both for having fun and being practical. And every design that's been put together, built, and delivered by Vans Aircraft is really intentionally meets that concept of a total performance requirement.
So any pilot, if they're involved in the aviation community at all, has a friend or many who have RVs,
right. And
they're just prolific.
That's how I got involved, and that's how I found out about RVs several years ago, and here I am now. So you know, it's a really powerful, super fun, very strong community of builders that support each other in the process of building, and also pilots that share a common goal, have a very strong safety culture in the RV fleet, which we're really proud of, and it's really just a bunch of great people. Building an airplane is fun. Flying an airplane is fun. And the people are just the extra special icing on the cake that make it just a really cool, extra cool thing to do.
Well, one thing people think about, you know, if you're a pilot and you're thinking, you know, I might want to own my own airplane, and then, okay, do I buy an airplane, or I might want to build a plane?
Yep.
Although I've never, you know, I've never been much of a mechanic, or I've never been, you know, that builder community at RV is created and designed just for that kind of person, right?
So the kits that our company makes are, I like to say that we make it possible for the common person to build a really uncommonly cool airplane. So if I can do it, trust me, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Did you build your own RV?
Yeah, so I've been involved in the building of several RV-12s with team building STEM-type educational, and I'm currently building an RV-8A of my own right now.
Okay, so RVs, you know, let's go through the history a little bit. The first RV was the RV3, correct?
The first commercially available RV was the RV3.
And
right.
The 3 was a single seat.
Single seat.
Low wing, tail wheel.
Fully aerobatic tail wheel airplane, right. And that was about 1973,
yep.
Right around then, when that became available. 1972 is when it first flew into Oshkosh and kits in 1973. And so that's the airplane that really kind of started it all, was the RV3.
And pretty much Vans has stuck to that design, basic design of the airplane through all the generations up to now.
It's been an evolutionary process. So the RV3 was something that Van designed himself back in the day. Vans Aircraft will be 50 years old next year.
Well, it's going to be a big celebration here.
It will
next
be.
Year.
We have all kinds of fun ideas that we're going to try to pull off. So.
Well, and 15 is not 50, but let's talk about the RV15 because this is a different deal for Vans.
Right. So where all of the models, you know, the RV3 to the 4, 6, 8, then the 7, which is kind of backwards, but that's the way it worked. RV9 and 10. light sport RV-12. The RV-10 was a pretty good departure. Going to a four-place airplane and different airfoil, that was kind of a clean sheet design.
Although it's still identifiable as an RV.
Very, and flies very much. It is an RV, so of course it flies like an RV, but it flies a lot like the other RVs. So, you know, then the RV-14, you know, is a really advanced kit, and we did yesterday sort of open the curtain a little bit on the RV-15 and what our plans are with that. And so I assume that you want me to say what that is. So the RV-15 is.
Well,
going,
we know it's going to be a high wing airplane.
Right, it'll be backcountry capable, all metal airplane that meets the total performance concept. And that's about all I have to say about that.
Okay. Well, you know, I was excited to talk to you today because I know things are cooking over there.
Yep.
And I know that when the moment's right, you guys will have a lot of fun showing the public what's going on. But
absolutely.
Stand by, everyone, because RV is having a departure from the norm here coming forward.
So the evolutionary process has, in some people's eyes, probably turned a little bit revolutionary. It's a departure from what we've built before, and it is its own design. People are going to love it.
Oh,
so they're going
to
love it.
I can only imagine that to be the case. And you know, the naysayers, that won't last long. You know, it's like it's going to be a great airplane from a great company. And you talked about the safety record. You know, here's my thought on it, and you tell me what you think, Greg. But there is a demand for backcountry fun type grass strip, shorter field flying that frankly the Vans probably does not want to. Now, the Vans line is very capable and has always been, although there are some limitations. There's very little clearance with the wheel pants and things like that.
And it depends on how you install the wheel pants or whether you have them on or not, right? So you could easily take an RV4 and go fly into Johnson Creek, and a lot of those Idaho strips do it just fine. We do it all the time. A lot of RV flyers do. You probably don't want to take an RV4 and, you know, go... I don't know, hypothetically go land on a gravel bar, right? I mean, that's not going to happen.
No.
You know, you're not going to take that airplane. You're not going to go stick it, you know, some unimproved area or anything like that. And, you know, I mean, when you're talking about flying an airplane into, you know, backcountry type of situations, you know, a high wing is just better. I mean, less likely to have a rock hit a high wing, for example.
And
so
then,
there's just good reasons to do it.
And then also there's these little things called floats.
I've heard of those before.
And they are not very common on the traditional RVs.
There have been a couple of RVs. There's an RV6 up in Canada and an RV7 that is now owned by a friend of mine, Cliff Gerber, that he has the floats actually hanging up in his hangar up in the loft. It's not on the floats now, but it has flown on that. Knocks an awful lot of miles per hour off of an RV to put a set of floats on it. So.
Well, and it's just, the configuration is just very odd, right?
Right.
Not
what it was built to do.
So we'll be very excited to see where the RV-15 goes.
So will
I. And, I think some of that stuff. Okay, so we'll digress back to that's going to be an exciting announcement. Any timeline on when we're going to hear these things?
No, nothing specific. And, you know, it's actually very unusual for Vans Aircraft to say anything about anything that's in production or coming until it's finished.
Right.
But in this case, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that that know we're working on a new model. They're curious what the direction is. So we made the decision that we would open up the door just enough to be able to know where we're going so that people can understand. And a lot of people are super excited.
Yeah.
I mean, it was we had a forum yesterday morning. It was standing room only in a big way. And, you know, like you mentioned, not everybody wants what we're going to build, but an awful lot of people do. And you know, we're expanding the envelope a little bit in the product line and variety, and we think it'll be fun.
So you have quite a few airplanes at your exhibit here. It's just south of the Waypoint Tower here at Home Builds.
Yep.
Hard to miss. You got flags everywhere, a big tent. And how many models do you have represented there this year?
Wow, let's see. We have a 14A, we have the 9A, the 12, the 10, and the 14, and an RV8, John Starr's RV8. If you get a chance to stop by there, it's a beautifully airbrushed, work of art. And he's there with it. Just an amazing looking airplane. You know, and then of course we have all of our regular stuff that we sell and the hats and the shirts, and we have a tool tent where we can show people a little bit about, you know, curious about learning how to build or can I really do this? I think of it as the I can do this part of the booth. So feel free to stop by and talk to our folks there and maybe put your hands on some tools. We'd be more than happy to see you.
They play with rivet guns down there?
Well, they might be able to squeeze something, but okay. Probably not a rivet gun. Yeah,
okay.
But that's
squeeze some riveting?
Right, yep.
That's cool. Now, you wanted to take a minute and talk about something that you had on your mind when you came over?
Well, you know, one thing is that Vans Aircraft is hiring. So
our
demand for the product has gone, probably the most accurate way to say, just be through the roof. So our sales this year are about 250% of what they were just 2 years ago. And so we're expanding, we're adding people and a variety of different jobs, both in the factory, but also in our prototype shop. So we're looking for a talented AMP mechanic, especially somebody that might be familiar with building RVs that would be interested in working there and doing that. But a variety of different jobs and positions open. The company is continuing to grow. And so if anybody listening is interested, then go to our careers page.
And you're in the beautiful Oregon Willamette Valley, right?
Right, just south of Portland, Oregon, in the town of Aurora.
Yep.
It's a nice place, green all year round, just about.
Affordable living, yep.
Fairly affordable living. It's pretty good, yeah. Out where we're at, the affordability is pretty darn good.
All right, Greg, thank you so much for joining us, getting us all excited about Vans Aircraft and everything that you have going on here in Home Builds.
And thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
And we'll see what happens going forward. I'm sure we'll talk again.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.